Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a Blossom podcast.
Live from Blossom's HQ.
Go on, Miles.
Hit it. Right, Joe. So if you're wondering what that
Jesus
piece
Christ.
Of shit
What's
is,
that?
Joe's feeling a bit ill today, so he asked if he could...
I'm not feeling 100%, am I? So I was like, oh, Miles,
so we made
record,
a jingle
record
for
me
his...
now just saying hi, and then do it,
Can
and
I
that's
hear it
what
again?
I came up with.
It's like Wheel of Dealers, isn't it?
It's like MIDI. It's like MIDI Breaking Bad.
What's that porn thing you want?
Porn shop.
Yeah.
I fucking love Wheel of Dealers. You know, if it's on, it's just first thing.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking love shit like that.
Sound.
We're all a tiny bit under it. I don't feel ill.
I've got a bit of a head cold.
I don't feel. It's like I feel.
It's lethargy.
I feel 82%.
I feel a bit less.
82's all right.
Yeah, but I go in waves. Like now I feel all right, and then I just have like a big wave of sickness, and then like I'm a bit like, oh, and I feel
might just
gross.
Be overtiredness.
Yeah, maybe
my head's just a bit coldy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've got
snotty nose, but my body feels all right.
But my body's
telling me, yeah.
How are you feeling, Squish?
Well, another year older. So
shit, was it not your birthday last time we spoke on the pod? Is it the day before
remember.
Your birthday?
It was Tuesday, did the pod, I wasn't there.
Two
wasn't
days before. Monday.
Two days before, so yeah.
27.
27
so
now.
A whole year older now.
Mm.
So, yeah, feeling really wise.
Sorry, not 87.
Yeah, 87 now. In fact, you know what? While we're on that subject, can I just show you the comments on the post you did on Instagram?
Have you seen these?
And these are like these are consecutive as well. It's not just like...
People are on the human, aren't they?
Yeah, so me and Josh were both laughing about it.
Says here... Happy 65th, Josh. Kiss. 7th of March, 1897. Happy birthday, Josh. Looking good for 87, Josh. Happy 90th, Josh. You look not a day over 80. Happy birthday. Hope the bus pass comes in handy.
Yeah.
The list
quite
goes
a lot,
on.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So,
wow.
But I appreciate the wishes anyway.
Do you know, I was looking at photos of you the other day. When you were...
Black and white?
Oh, are you looking at the paintings of me?
Yeah, during the Renaissance.
What were you thinking of the paintings?
No, you just funny. Like, I was looking at these just old photos of us and I was just like, fucking hell, like we are.
Josh older. Was very young when we started the band.
He was young, wasn't he? Very young.
Now I'm very old.
You're not even the fucking
what
old.
What did you do for your 18th? In 1918.
Well, we...
Conscripted, weren't
we? We just... Like the week after we went to South by Southwest.
This is what I mean, yeah, yeah.
So, first, been, so we went to America. That.
That's
time.
It's fucking annoying. You turn 18 and then go to a country where you have to be 21 to drink.
To
you didn't even
drink
at the time, did you?
Black cross on your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead, I didn't drink, but I did used to get very, very ill instead. Which is ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember the flights used to fuck you up, didn't they?
When I started drinking, it's the healthiest I've ever been.
I've got, do you know what does my head in?
Go for
Here
it.
Here we
wow,
go.
Love it.
You know what does my head in?
So it's quite niche, this.
Niches.
But it happens.
Niches.
It's happened to me a few times over the past couple of weeks. And every time it's happened, I've been like, I'm going to say this on the podcast. So, you know, when you're like out and about and you're on your phone, like, I don't know, maybe I'm trying to send you a video or a song or something or anything, a link, a text, and your phone connects to like a random Wi-Fi that's nearby.
Fucking
yeah. So it could be like the fucking O2... Blah,
free
blah,
network,
blah,
whatever.
Free network you're not actually connected to, but your phone thinks it's connected.
Yeah.
And you can't send anything. And like, you have to go, I know it's an inconvenience at the smallest level.
It keeps popping up, doesn't it, as well?
But it's fucking well annoying.
Yeah.
So that does my head.
That's a good one, that.
The hotels, when you do that, it does that in hotels sometimes. You know, I've done it before where I've gone on my phone and it's popped up saying, like, enter your email here. and I've just clicked off it just because I'm doing something else on my phone. And then I've gone, right, now I'll sign up to the thing, and that thing doesn't pop up to put your email in.
Yeah.
But you're still connected.
Yeah, that's part of the same realm.
I just want to fucking connect to
Once you've connected, once you've, in the past you would have connected to an O2 open zone to try and get Wi-Fi somewhere that you didn't have.
Is that what it is?
But because it's named the same, you'll have auto join setting on, which is convenient for coming in here. You're on, going over there, you're on, hotel, you're on.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're always on when you're on the O2 thing. Yeah. It's the same name around everywhere.
Yeah.
So you need to delete it from your settings and it'll never do it.
Thank you.
We go.
The master plan.
Genius.
I think so. Anyway, I've just made it up. That sounds like something that could be true.
It's good that you've come up with like a good logical explanation.
Yeah. It is annoying. Anything else that's been annoying anyone recently? I mean, going on to my Chinese takeaways, not taking money, not paying on card. I got one like last week or the week before. Went to a cash machine and I went on the cash machine and I only needed like a tenner. Minimum was like 20 quid. Other amount button was broke.
That's the opposite of not hard, is it?
I know, yeah. It is hard.
It is hard, isn't it?
Oh, it's soft. Don't work. It's soft, yeah.
It's soft, isn't it?
The finger on that mic, man.
People have been talking about your grip on the mic.
Not much soon, honey.
Yeah.
What is that? I feel like it's got some form of like science behind it.
Imagine if Miles was like the lead singer and like singing, and that's how he had to hold the mic.
Love to see that.
Balance. Remember that band we played with? This was at the Shipping Forecast.
The Glove Band.
Yeah, yeah. So there was always Viril Society, and then there was another band. I forget what they were called.
I can't remember.
They were good. Yeah. But the singer had a glove, didn't he? He just had one glove.
He had one glove and he had like an Elvis mic. That's the only way to describe it.
I remember someone had an Elvis mic when I was in, say, the Mass Sound back at Club Academy.
This guy was playing Wilshire Pops.
And he had a glove.
He had a glove and an Elvis
like
mic.
MJ style.
He had a fucking shit hot voice.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, he had like, some pipes on him.
I think before, I remember thinking, fucking, he's got their own mic like that. And he came on and sung, and I was like, you know what?
He immediately deserved it.
Yeah, I was like, you can fucking...
Now you're a bit older, you're like, I appreciate the old mic.
I appreciate the Curio.
That reminds me of, like, you know, when you used to play football as a kid, like, there'd be someone who'd turn up with, like, the newest Mercurial vapors, all the tape, and you think, fucking hell, look at him here. Shit hot.
Yeah, shit hot.
Now they're professional. Yeah.
No. Phil Foden. Yeah. Hey, we know someone who played with Phil when we were young.
Yeah, Jamie's brother. Hillgate Boys.
Mad, that, innit? Wasn't he like 2 years younger than him?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah.
And he said he was still just like absolutely
tearing it up.
Beast.
Do you know what I've got? I've got a bullshit.
Wow.
Well, here we go.
It's been a while.
I feel a bit rough now, you know.
Well, just fucked it.
Don't put these walls
out. So here we go.
They?
It's this light.
Yeah, and the light.
Fucking horrible.
Are you ready? Sirloin steak.
Fucking hell.
Gets his name.
From Sir something.
From the English king enjoyed the loin so much, he knighted it. Hence why it's called sirloin.
I fucking buzz off these, you know.
It's the fact that you've sat either looking something up or making it up.
So
I've had one of these for ages.
So it was originally loin.
That's the loin of beef.
That's loin, isn't it?
That's where it's from.
So if you're saying you come from my loins.
Yeah, but you know when they break down the cow?
Now it's called, because it's called the sirloin steak. This is like fucking years ago.
I've seen that somewhere, you know.
Sirloin. He knighted it.
Back in the day, weren't they? They did shit like that.
Called. He just enjoyed the steak that much. And sirloin. King's mad. And he knighted it.
They used to call it sirloin.
Sirloin, yeah.
Sirloin steak.
It's spelled L-O-Y-N.
I've got something to add to this when we've obviously been through it.
But yeah, that's it. That's the, is it bullshit? Is it not?
Tenderloin.
King knighted it. Sirloin.
I don't think the king knighted it.
You just don't know.
Only the king can knight people to make them sirs, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You can't just get a knighted.
I don't think it was knighted a steak. You can't knight a name, can you?
If it was his favourite food, though, and he was just...
A mad guy?
Think about what
laws
they used
are weird.
Think, about what, Kings, it, think King, about what they used to do back in the day,
I'm going to say, kings back in the day as well held a lot of power. Was it Magna Carta before that? Like, they held loads
that
of power.
That fucking meme with the guy, the haircut, the Magna Carta thing.
But yeah.
You know, like, you can still get arrested for eating an apple, riding a bike and all that kind of shit. That's true, isn't it?
I got told with stuff like that.
Not true.
It's not actually true.
It was up until like a certain point.
Yeah, it was like these mad laws.
Well, the ones where you can't walk a pig through some ridiculous
like,
place.
If you get the key,
freedom of the city.
If you get the key to Stockport, we had this before.
You can graze a pig.
You can graze sheep
in your front garden,
any field. Do you know what I mean? Which is fucking class.
What's grazing?
We were denied a key to Stockport. Cheers. By the way. Came up in conversation, the council. They all voted it no. Cheers.
We're not the only people here, though. I'm sure someone will have it. Does someone have it?
It's not like one. It's not like a physical key.
No, but like, yeah. Has someone been awarded?
To give it to Will Mellor instead.
Do you know what? Fair play. That's.
What do you reckon? I can't tell if it's true. Or
I can't.
Not.
I'm gonna go with it. It's true. You know.
I'm gonna say bullshit
because he would have seen it and found it really funny.
So like mind games. This
go
bit,
on. We can split it. What? I'll go bullshit. You're saying true, yeah. Josh.
What do you think, Miles?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just gonna say bullshit. And it probably will be true now.
Yeah.
It is, in fact, undecided.
So they split.
So like, it's a myth.
They split things. It's sort of
urban
myth,
legend.
Sort of not. And there's like people are saying like, oh, it's 100% true. What other people say it's not. But the most accurate is that it's bullshit.
And I've got time for the idea.
The French word solange, which is like L-O-N-G-E, longe.
So it'd be
above, yeah. And longe is loin. And it's because where the sirloin is on top. It's the top bit of the loin. So it's sirloin. So they reckon it's the French term and not actually that a king's
knight.
That
makes a lot more sense.
But the myth that a thingy did knight it.
Cheers.
Goes back and back and back. So then it's like one of them that's like actually undecided, but... Yeah, so I thought it was fucking funny.
Yeah, it's funny that too.
Can I please just segue from the Stockport Council keys of the city, keys of the town topic?
Oh, we're there. Are you going to go to the email we've had?
I am. Unless you want to wait for the email section.
Yeah, we'll wait for the email section. Yeah,
I've got a few links.
Tenuously something to the meat.
Yeah, please.
Tenuously.
Have you ever got on our, like, obviously, beef?
Beef.
Pork. And most red meat. It's not called the animal, is it? Like, you don't call beef or steak a cow, do you?
Cow.
But chicken's chicken.
But chicken's chicken. Turkey's turkey.
Poultry.
Because back in the day, wealthy folk never used to eat poultry. So they called it a different name.
They
called like red meat a different name. So like cow, beef, all that kind of stuff. Just thought I'd butt in there.
That's a good one.
Where does beef come? Is it like a...
Beef's a French, but it's birth.
Yeah, like Cote de Boeuf.
Because we were once French, weren't we? The Normans.
I think you'll find...
Going back to
I wasn't. I was Irish.
All right, O'Donovan. Sorry, Josh.
No, we'll save it for the email.
Did you eat chicken back in the day or...
What? Oh, well, no. We'd go hunting for grouse.
And?
Yeah, and...
That's good.
Crossbow.
So yeah, I enjoyed that bit of
bullshit.
Well
done, Joe. It's nice to bring back a section that's not been there for a while.
Yeah,
I like that.
Thank you.
Last one for a while.
I actually have something, which...
Go on, then.
I would say it's an... So we went to the cinema the other day, and
who?
The good folk at the Savoy Cinema let us watch a film to just get some vibes off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that was good, but forgot to put deodorant on in the morning.
That's annoying.
So luckily, with the coffee shop, I was getting a bit hot. I'd realised, I was like, something's wrong here. Something's getting a bit more sweaty than usual and it's not my arse. So went into the cinema. I was pleasantly surprised that the temperature was quite low because there was only us in and I'm assuming...
It was chilly.
Yeah,
it was chilly,
freezing,
yeah.
They dip it.
That's why everyone's fucking out.
I loved it.
They do it to compliment the body heat in the room, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to chill out and I'm like, this is good, but it's going to be a problem later on. We're going to come back here. We've got a few people coming around, have a bit of a jam, you know what I mean? So I'm going to go to the shop and get some deodorant. Went for a piss, as you do. And I went into the toilet and there was a can of deodorant there. Look at that. It's not hard, is it?
Do you want Glade?
It's not hard, is it?
No, that smells
as deodorant.
Yeah.
Febreze.
I mean, spray not roll, but I better thought that was quite good. That
that's good.
So I went in. I was literally just about to go to the shop, and I saw that, and
it's
not hard, is it?
Cheers, Savoy.
Great.
So I didn't know that was a thing, deodorant in toilets.
A lot of places.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Give a little shout out to the Savoy Cinema.
It's a great little place, isn't it?
Heaton Moor, is it called, us?
Yeah, Heaton Moor.
They've also got a Moor Top. The other one called the Rex.
Yeah, but the Savoy's, it's amazing. It's a great cinema. Yeah, really, really nice. Proper nice, like, date night.
Good,
similar-ish to the one you get in Marple, isn't it? That's a cozy one as well. Did they do the breaks at half-time?
Yeah. Ice cream. Popcorn. Yeah.
Interval.
Quite
you should
like,
always support your local cinema, shouldn't you?
It's good, isn't it? I love going to the cinema.
Is the one at Davenport?
They used to be.
What were you saying? The one in Great Moor, Quickfit.
That's the one.
That's what
Oh, is that what it is?
I've been to a play there back in the day.
Jazz, you saw Toy Story there, didn't you?
Toy Story, yeah.
My mum took my sister to see Jurassic Park.
At the Davenport?
Yeah.
Fucking, I thought it was like the 80s it went or something.
Early 90s.
I've got a fact about that cinema.
Go on.
And it's been proven, not proven, but it's like been told from a few like good sources. The Beatles, apparently, were watching a film in that theatre when they found out Please Please Me went to number one.
Wow.
No way.
Really?
Yeah. Alex.
Bullshit.
Your dad told me well, so.
Gonna have to ask, does this a gap?
If anyone knows anything else about that, let us know.
There's a really good book that When Stockport Rocked.
When Stockport Rocked, yeah.
I think, I don't know if it's a PDF online.
A lot
online,
of good lies though. In there, isn't
there? So it's good, it's actually good.
There's loads of things trivia with Stockport, isn't they? Like Jimi Hendrix apparently played, but in three different venues,
funny
but only
if it
one.
Was all
no,
bullshit.
No, that's Jimi Hendrix
Beatles
did that.
Yeah, I know, but no, it's like I heard it was on that.
It was like
pub
tribute
that was knocked
bands
down
back in the day.
On the bit of grass on Hillgate. But then I heard it was in a basement. Then I heard it was somewhere else. I've heard a lot of things.
There's a guy I bump into quite regularly. Actually, his name's Dennis. He's a decorator. Mm. It's always like in like pubs in Stockport, and he goes, "Remember when I had a piss next to Jimi Hendrix?"
Boss that.
Beatles.
That's his like claim to fame. He had a piss next to Jimi Hendrix.
Then he says he had a small cock.
Does he actually?
Yeah.
I wanted to play a little game with Miles.
That was come to.
You got it.
Trivia.
And
just Miles.
I thought it'd just be funny because with Miles.
I'm going to go for a piss then.
And what I want to do, Miles, is I thought, you know what? I'm really shit at reading things out.
Oh, right. You want me to read something?
Yeah. You know what? I'm wank at like reading things out. I always get like twisted up I thought I'm really shit at tongue twisters. So I thought it'd be funny to hear you try and do some tongue twisters.
Pass it over here and then we'll pass it around
there's
and get everyone else to have a go.
There's three. Yeah.
One each. Me, Josh and Charlie.
Charles, Josh. So there's three.
We'll do one each.
Three tongue twisters.
Right, so I'll just do the first
go
one.
Go through the...
So, the first tongue twister is from Miles.
Chazzed up.
And it says, "I have got a date at 7:45. I'll see you at the gate, so don't be late."
So go on.
Oh, you have to say it like...
You can't just say...
I've got a date at 7:45. I'll see you at the gate, so don't be late.
Yeah.
Hey,
that was good.
He's good, that. Well done. Well done, Charlie.
Okay. So the next one, Josh.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? That's hard. Let's try that again.
That is good.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Wow.
Nice.
That's quite. Let me try it one more time. That's quite difficult. How can a clam...
you can't be putting a clave on there, man.
Clave.
How clam can a clam cram in a clean cream can? That's pretty... Yeah, that's quite hard, that.
Yeah, mate.
There you go.
If two witches were watching two watchers, which witch would watch which watch? Jesus Christ.
You did well there, though.
Do you have answers for these?
Yeah, Tom.
Did you hear what he said?
Read that one out, yeah.
Well, they're just fucking questions. They're just fucking the unanswered questions.
Fucking class.
No, it's fucking true, though, isn't it?
No, they're just tongue. They're just things that you say, like, she sells on the seesaw.
Yeah, but that's not a question. That one's a question.
I was saying how shit I am at doing it. Like,
yeah, so you're just seeing how
I sometimes
we are
say phrases that I don't mean.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Did well.
Thank you.
Josh did really well, that one.
You have to like say it fast a few times.
Yeah.
Boring.
What would you do? Boring. What would you do?
hypothetical. What would you do? Hypothetical.
So,
you have been given.
You will receive $100 for 1 year, but every time you go to the bathroom, the song Barbie Girl from Aqua will play.
I mean, what? Yeah,
you only get $100
every time you have a piss.
Oh, every time?
Every time you have a piss, yeah.
But for a year?
For a year, yeah.
Yeah.
So, how is that? What does everybody think?
Yeah, sound. Would everyone agree to this? Fucking tune.
That is a tune, isn't it?
I mean, given my mental state, though, I think it might make me flip a bit after, like, maybe like a month.
But think about how long you piss for. It's not that long. So it just
I piss a lot, though.
You'd be a very rich man if you got IBS.
Fucking.
That's not a piss, though, is it?
Toilet, you said.
No, I said having a piss.
Sorry. That's the slightest then.
Okay, there we go. So, bearing in mind, has to be at a certain volume. It can't be quiet. There's a lot of bass.
It plays in your head.
No, it plays out loud.
Yeah, portable speakers. It's coming out your knob, isn't it?
It's coming out your knob.
All right, it's
like 4 a.m, go for a piss. I'm a Barbie girl.
See, I don't piss. I don't wake up for piss in the night.
Tour bus.
I don't do
anywhere.
Yeah, just yeah,
when would it be? Funeral wouldn't be good, would it?
Let me see.
Why you're not pissing at a funeral? Like
you are pissing at a funeral.
Yeah, but the toilets aren't next to the fucking.
No, but yeah, but it's contrapuntal, isn't it?
Contrapuntal.
Josh,
I'm doing a calculation to see how many times on average we urinate a year, and then I'll see how much money I'll make from it if it's worth it.
That's a good way of doing it.
I reckon I'd go for it. I'm waiting for Josh's calculation.
Sorry, yeah, one sec.
Would you go for it, Chaz?
Yeah.
Easy money.
So let's say 5 times 365 times 100 is 182 grand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's quite significant then, yeah.
Yep.
That's worth it.
I mean, even if it's not, you're still just getting 100 quid every time you piss. Like, you
no, I'll flip out up there. Do you know what I mean?
Right, moving on.
It's because you're 80, in your 80s.
Exactly, yeah.
Related to the other week when I brought my teeth in, you must lose half of your teeth. Which half do you choose to keep?
Is it like top or bottom?
Yeah.
Can you do a pick and mix?
Yeah, you can do a pick and mix.
Well, you need your...
I've got two teeth missing on this side.
I was going to say, you're already halfway there anyway.
Yeah,
so
I've got two teeth taken out.
Sorry.
Do you know what, that's the band, that?
What is?
These teeth, that's why.
Why?
Because I was meant to have root canal, but it was in the year we were mad busy.
Oh, shit.
And the dentist was like, oh, come back then. And he was like, no, we're in America. I can't come back then. I'm coming over in Japan. And I couldn't get it in at all.
Bastard.
So our manager, because he was skinned at the time, paid for me and just went, you're just going to have them taken out.
Someone asked me if I had work done on Saturday night.
On what?
On my cheetles.
Take it as a compliment.
No, you have really white teeth, though. You've always taken care of them. You've had them cleaned, haven't you? Consecutively. Mm.
Bleach.
And the only thing's bleached. I'm fucking shit. You know, you've got really nice teeth.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah?
What work have you had done, Chas?
Wax.
You've had some work, haven't you, though?
Two swords.
Two swords.
Wax work.
I said wax.
So,
sirloin.
Chas, what teeth? How many teeth have you got? 32? Made that up. Was that
no, it's similar, are you?
So at 32, so what's half 32?
16.
16 I need to go.
I think my dad's got 16 teeth, you know. He's got something like that, my dad.
It works for him, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I'd give it to that side. I'd give it that side, the side that I've already got two missing.
Oh, wait a minute.
Really
you only have one side?
Yeah, so just
that's
chew on
that
really
side. That's a really good idea, so you can chew properly.
Still chew and just eat on one side.
Yeah, would your face like go in a bit, though?
Yeah.
You're not taking gum recession into account here, because if... Honestly, your face would literally, like, you'd be completely lopsided.
So maybe just
you have to do like
every other one.
Yeah. Yeah, polka dot
piano keys.
Because like say these teeth missing, it's annoying. But I've had two next to each other gone.
E minor.
Mm.
That's good.
That was good.
Well, that's someone high. I'll move on.
Yeah.
So last one now. I think I'll be okay at this. You earn.
Right. B minus 7.5.
This is getting well too fucking thing, you know.
Music. You earn $35 per hour for playing video games, but you have to generate your own electricity.
What's it like riding a bike? Or
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boss.
Yeah.
Could be quite lucrative for you, that.
You could put solar panels on your roof, couldn't you? And that could generate the
You know what I do?
Loophole.
Water wheel.
Mm.
So you could fit solar panels on your roof.
Fred Dibner.
Generate your own electricity. Wow. Or do you mean you physically have to generate it while you're doing it?
You've found a loophole in this. That's even better.
Solar panels.
However,
it's not part of it.
It's not sunny over here.
I was going to say, do you know,
no, you don't need the sun.
I love going on the rowing machine.
No. Is it just UV through clouds in there?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you got any?
No.
And when they got any, should we get some?
I thought about it for air, actually. Mm. Anyway,
fucking roof.
I like the rowing machine in the gym.
What game? That's just played.
That's got a game.
Has it?
Chase the fish.
Actually,
you want to play like fucking Call of Duty?
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, I'm like hype. Obviously,
what was the money you get?
$35 an hour. So,
bike's probably the easiest, isn't it?
I don't know. It just is what it is. It's realistic, isn't it? So you go to the gym, you do an hour, you get £25. They won't it.
So you're getting paid to be at the gym rather than be at the gym.
And you get to play the games.
I don't think you should be able to play the games within the rowing machine. I think it should be... That's not what it means,
No, I'm saying I do that though on the rowing machine.
But I think you need to find something that you could actually play whilst you're generating
the thing.
Yeah,
no, I agree, but I mean, I'm just saying, I use it as an example because I play that on the rowing machine and it's like, it's good. Do you know what I mean? Like you actually go, oh... And also loads of rowing machines and running machines and shit like that. But it's more bikes and rowers, they create their own electricity, don't they, Chaz?
Yeah.
Like, they're not on, and then you've got to start doing it, and then they come on.
Well, that's good. Side note, here's a little side one to sign us all off. I've just thought of now. What capacity of plane fitted with electric bikes would you need to get from Manchester to Paris? And it powers the plane.
How many bikes?
This is like,
how many people?
What film is it? Chicken Run?
Yeah. So go Chicken Run on it.
They're all knitting and stuff. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, fucks.
That's one now. Is this room?
I was like this before.
Yeah.
You're
quite good at this.
To power.
I don't think it's physically possible.
But save it was.
It wasn't because the more people you have.
Sorry.
He's so dad you know.
I'm shit with a phone, aren't I?
Mate, I did a video this morning.
It was funny.
No, I messaged you saying slip.
No, Miles messaged me on his account as well, saying like, you know, because I had it and I filmed it and I turned it around and shit on my head. It made me laugh. I was like, I shouldn't, I'm not going to put it up. But then I thought, I found it that funny. I did put it up.
It's good that.
I fucking love the bird. I saw a guy the other day with binoculars on, you know, I was like.
Why don't you get some? You get some pretty hench ones.
You seen any birds? And he was like, are you a watcher? That's what he said.
One step away.
I will go that way.
You'll go.
Can you get binoculars with cameras in?
What, for that film?
Probably.
Yeah.
Class that.
Yeah.
That's just big lenses though, isn't it?
He realised how weird.
Yeah, slight voyeurism vibes. I don't mean.
You're talking about bird, like bird watching.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's just a big lens, isn't it? For a camera.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Like, you know, football photographers, they're not on the pitch, are they, like that? Mm. They're on like, the side of the pitch.
It's not
massive
portable,
lens
though, is it?
Like, I think it's the same for, what do they call bird watchers?
Miles.
I'm not a bird watcher yet.
What's this?
Negative YouTube.
Oh, no, I've got one. I've already got it.
Let's go.
Can I have a couple?
You want it? You're seething about this, aren't you?
No.
The negative YouTube comment that someone sent into you, right? This is also linked to This Is The Fan Bit, innit? But maybe we should do the negative YouTube then go straight into it. I think so.
Is this the...
The one. Go on, Chaz.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Go on.
Sorry. Celebrity slander is the
email.
Subject.
What's the email by? Who's the email by?
Negative YouTube comment of the week. Dylan Cumdall. Hi lads, hope you're all good. This is an absolute corker. Catfish and the Bottlemen's original guitarist, Billy Bibby, is it?
Yeah.
Who recorded on the balcony commenters on a recent post of you playing Getaway at Pace Studio NYC in 2019. Do you want me to read you the comment?
Yeah.
These guys are bloody pathetic, aren't they? These guys are bloody pathetic, aren't they? And then he's put Casio, 2 S's, keyboard shite.
Wait, he's put Casio keyboard shite?
Yeah.
There's no keyboard on it.
No, but I think he's describing our music as Casio keyboard shite. And he's contradicting himself.
I was really looking forward.
Well, I wrote Charlemagne on a Casio keyboard. It's got 100 million plays.
Well, I was going to say, I was really looking forward to his headline solo gig at Night and Day. Not massive venue.
No, let's not be snide. Let's take it on
fuck
the chin.
Off. He's fucking saying shit like
that. What are you on about? What's happened? HR's walked in. What's going on?
I'm all right with it. I'm only joking. It is very funny. I think
someone's questioned him and said, why?
Yeah. There's a level in
it. But he's replied saying, few good tuned. Not tunes, tuned. But come on, let's get over the Casio keyboard shite.
He's just bitter,
isn't he? Sure, Billy. All the best, mate. See you later.
I actually wanted to go to that gig they did.
Slater, yeah.
Night day. But yeah. So basically, Miles has missed it. The guy, the keyboard.
No, the first.
This is exactly what I was saying with the tongue twister. I said keyboard.
The original guitarist in Catfish.
You're slagging our pace session.
Yeah, no.
I've noticed this happening a lot more recently, and you can't use your phone or stuff or anything anymore.
Just getting them.
Are you all right?
Blink if you're all right.
It's feeling a bit...
Is it the two blink thing, the Britney thing?
No, the OG Catfish guitarist who left the band after the first album.
Oh, yeah.
Commented a snide comment on...
he did a negative YouTube comment to
oh,
us.
Oh, really?
Is it recent, his comment?
That's sad.
Yeah. Is it recent, yeah? I think so. I think it was like, if you go on the
Well, someone send this email. I screenshot the email.
Well, people can say bad things all they want, as long as they don't get to you.
You'll have gone on a deep dive and been watching loads of our videos. To get to that paste one, you're not coming across that straight away.
It was a few days ago, the comment.
Love that. What time
unless
of the day?
You listen to the podcast, because we mentioned about the paste.
No, you can see what time it was.
Yeah, check the time.
Well, no, so,
it says 4 hours on the screenshot the guy sent over.
Maybe because that was early.
So it would have been the evening of the 9th of March.
You know, these things happen. I've never done it personally. I might have done it in like year 9 or something, on like a Halo 2 cheat video, like, fuck off. Something like that. But, you know, it can be a form of...
I had like an old YouTube account called like Mad Trolls, Frit Donovan or something like that. Do you remember?
Mad Frit 92.
Mad Frit. Wow. Are you mad for it?
It was a bit of a troll account though, wasn't it? Do you remember? I used to find it funny. And like put things on it like, yes, like, even though I was a bit into all that, it was like being funny about that.
Yeah.
Talk
to you. What I mean? Yeah. It was like being funny about it. It was like taking the mick out of myself, but it was funny. Mm. And Madfrit 92 was a funny account. I don't think it was called Madfrit 92. I think that was taken.
Who came up with the phrase Madfrit?
Liam Gallagher.
Did he come
up
with
it? I don't know, actually.
It's probably said amongst friends.
Are you Madfrit, Manchester?
Madfrit, yeah.
Funny, isn't it? Madfrit's a great... Should we go into some fan questions then? This is a fan bit. Go on, Miles.
This is the band bit. So I might go straight into what I was just talking about before the ongoing missing signs saga. So first and foremost, someone had written in, this is Hayley Ewens. Interesting spelling, Ewens. I've not seen that before. Hi guys, you've given us a proper laugh today. Brackets, more than usual. Cheers.
Because I wasn't there.
Never thought we would tune in for the usual podcast and have my daughter as the top of conversation. So,
oh shit,
that is my daughter Poppy's room, and that sign is on her wall. I promise it's not stolen. Bollocks. I got it for her. Bit of a funny story, and I can prove it. So she's a huge fan. It would be great. It would be a great prank.
Are they saying they've had the sign made?
Well, no. They're saying they can prove that they haven't stolen it. But then it also says here, you've also dobbed her in for being on Hinge, and now she's being told off.
Oh,
so
no.
So the parents didn't know that she was on Hinge. But obviously that guy outed her.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm mixing the 4-year-old kid story from last week.
I got confused. Why are you so more
concerned? Let me finish. I thought the mother of the 4-year-old kid was on Hinge.
Right, okay.
Oh, no.
You were here last week.
So I listened to it.
No, so the guy who saw the sign, he saw that.
Yeah, he saw it on Hinge.
But then the girl's mom.
Yeah, so this means.
So the mother of the Hinge girl is.
Yes.
Well, I've got something to add to this. It's not missed. It's just a slightly wrong size. And so they printed off 2 of them.
Maybe they work for the company then.
Maybe they work for the council. And the other, we got one through someone we know at the council, and the other one just went to that other person. So that could just easily be That's why Poppy has one.
Yeah, but then regardless of that, Amelia Coates emailed in saying, caught these legends putting the sign back up. And then the picture is here. Look, there it is. The bloke's putting it back up there.
That's class.
So
it's
full
getting...
circle.
So my problem is, Miles,
I reckon that's going to get fucking robbed again, you know. Yeah, straight away.
My problem is with the sign now, Miles, is the point Miles made last week when he said the sign's got a roof over its head.
Yeah.
Now the sign might not. The sign actually might be, it's out in the wild still.
They've got kids, they're reproducing. There's multiple of them.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was one of us who was nicking it just for this?
Chaz is looking very suspicious there.
Elvis.
Somebody do, Chaz, and I'll put it on eBay.
Signed. That's use my phone, mate.
How'd you say signed? Signed by the bass player himself.
But Logan will have taken pictures of him going, you know, for a both, so just to get the authenticity of it.
Yeah.
True.
There you go. Nice. I was saying it, Charlie was saying he had a ball patch on the top of his head, and that's why he wouldn't take it from above.
He's not got one.
Not fucking you.
Not up there anyway. So anyway, the
sign's going back up.
We'll see where it goes.
We'll see where it unfolds.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, I'm interested. I actually really want to know where it is then, because if Poppy's got an alibi, maybe we should make this.
Think so. It's like, where were you on this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's fucking like you saw that those blokes are on the top of like some pretty industrial ladders.
Oh yeah, how are you gonna do that?
And it's two of them as well.
Sorry.
There must be a lot of closed circuit television around there as well.
I've got a little close up for those. Yeah, you're all right. Well, no, they're not on the top, unless he's got fucking long short legs. But yeah. It's high up though, isn't it?
Very.
Like, you have to come with ladders, don't you?
And some.
They'll have had a meeting in the morning that said you have to go and put the Blossom sign back up.
And they're going, fucking hell.
I'm not talking about them.
Oh, you're talking about the people who
robbed it.
Yeah, but it's not hard, is it? Someone could have given him a peg.
Give a peg. Yeah, but even a peg.
Just smash it off.
It's hard to smash off.
Well, I see that.
No. It's proper on there, that.
If you had a sledgehammer.
Yeah, but then
and you whacked it where as close to the pins or whatever they fucking done with it. Screws. I reckon you could smash it off.
Maybe it's an admin thing. It might have been an admin thing.
Definitely.
There might have been something that's happened that we've not done, and they might have just gone, right, that it's up, take it down.
No, because Conrad got it.
I spoke to Dave about our manager and said,
industrial.
The sign's got it. Or he messaged me saying, I've just listened to the podcast. Is the sign actually missing? I was like, oh shit, yeah. I was meant to ring you today. And he was like, I'll get in touch. And got in touch with me. Like, oh, go, all right, we'll get one reordered and reprinted and set up straight away. So
the cameras are on there, you know. There'll be a camera that can see it. Obviously,
good.
We're not going to waste time looking for it.
So you stick an AirTag on the new one.
I was thinking
Charlotte said to do that.
GeoGuessr.
Yeah.
I've got another question here from Cassie MK.
Thank you.
Hi. You lovely collective of humans. It's a collective of humans. I don't know why. You see, weird. Love the pod so much. Thank you. My question is about support bands. When you played Brighton last, you had a brilliant local support band called Chewbacca Wrestling.
Yes.
Who I believe were drafted in last minute. Made me think, how do you choose support acts? Or do you have much say in who supports you? Can't wait for when you play Brighton again. Please make it soon. Please.
Thank you.
Love you, CJ. Thank you. Support acts are a mad one.
Sometimes, a lot of the time we do, yeah. Like when Magic Gang supported us, that was
all purely us, wasn't it? Yeah,
I remember we'd been fans of them for a while, so we asked them to support us.
They've split up recently.
Yeah. I'm gonna go to the last gig. It's in May.
Oh,
they're doing some final gigs. They're playing New Century.
Oh, I'd love to go to
farewell
that.
Shows.
Joe, they're a great band. If you're not listening to them before, get on them.
Strangely enough, Chewbacca Wrestling, we've known for quite some time. They supported us at the Plaza years ago.
Yeah.
But often, sometimes it'll come through like management or another label will be saying, oh, we're working with this band, would you mind putting them forward? And then we listen to them, and then if we like them, we say yes or no, and we like Chewbacca.
Yeah, it goes.
So it's basically, sometimes it could come through recommendation. Sometimes it could be us ourselves saying, I think we should have these.
That's
it's
what
a bit of both.
Declan McKenna.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a suggestion, wasn't it?
It was a suggestion from like, that's an example of where you're like, oh yeah. And then you listen to it and you're like, oh great. And then there's other ones where you're like, I'm trying to think who else has supported. Sam Fender.
Sam Fender did three gigs with us. Yeah.
Well, he did two one of, in the end, I think.
Was it just one? Was it Glasgow?
Yeah, because he was ill, wasn't he, before Thingy.
Mm.
Couldn't do the other ones. I'm trying to think who filled in. Fever was the one I wanted on.
Fever.
So it answers to the question. It's a bit of both, basically.
Yeah, it is. It's like a meeting thing, isn't it? Sometimes like you're helping, or you like either people who've been signed to the same label.
The people you've worked with, like, because we've been put on support, so we on the way up.
Yeah.
So the booking agents might be like, oh, we've worked with this person. Would you mind bearing them in mind? Or our management might be like, would you mind bearing these?
Sometimes
in mind?
It's just
vice
just,
versa.
Sometimes it's just a question. Do you remember you asked Noel, didn't you, about Europe?
I did.
We met Noel. You went, fancy taking us on that Europe tour?
And he said,
Get your people to
email my people. We'll sort it. Monday morning, sorted.
It's not hard, is it?
It's not hard, is it?
But yeah, it's these things that they work like.
I'll try that one again.
You peaked there, didn't you?
But I don't know. It's interesting, but I don't think there's anything out. I saw another email. Can't find it now, but it was someone basically saying, would you ever think about having like local bands of that area supporting.
We've done that once when we didn't have a support band. I don't know why that was so last minute, but it just was. Huddersfield, yeah, we had my man
Josh
come, didn't
Quay.
We?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Josh Quay, yeah.
But that was good. I like that. So, logistically.
It is nice to do that.
I don't know, yeah.
Sometimes it's logistics.
Well, if you've got, it's like in-house kits and all that shit, and like, it depends on what vibe, it might go a bit,
difficult, doesn't it? That's the problem with it. That's like the fundamentals are, there's like that level of being a band, in like the middle bit, or when you start to gig and talk, it's really
hard. Just not knowing what do you need when you turn up? You turn up with a drum kit, or your fucking leads, cable.
I think the way the music industry set up is like quite. I don't know. I don't think it's done to the best of the ability. I feel like there's like grassroots venues and stuff like that, but there's the mid venues. They're the ones that seem to be dying out a little bit. Do you know what I mean? And even the grassroots venues are really struggling. But like, to get to that point, even when you think when we first started touring, like if it wasn't for our manager and other people who helped give us the money to do it, we wouldn't be able to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like it was really hard. No. So it's like, it's a shame that bands now, do you know what I mean, don't have that same opportunities.
Mm.
I don't know. It's something that needs addressing, but then I suppose people would look at bands like us to sort of be people speaking about it more.
More money maybe needs to be put into the arts, full stop, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, I mean,
but that's another but then the other thing discussion.
Is, it's such a hard thing to get around, isn't it? So let's move. Tom, do you want to read one out?
You read it. My nose is blocked.
You're congested.
I've got about 10 more minutes in me and then I need to go.
You're not the only one.
Chaz,
pardon?
Do you want to read them?
Nice catch.
Thank you.
Nice throw.
Thank you.
Catch of the day.
Nice. Okay. This is from James Moyle. My best pint glass.
Chris's brother.
Hi lads, Massey's been a long term fan of the podcast. Just want to say thanks for making me feel like I was still spending time with my mates during COVID. It was a huge help.
Oh, that's a nice thing. Thank you.
Just wanted to say,
did we do it in COVID?
Yeah.
Shit, of course. Of course. It's been a while.
I just wanted to say, just smashed my favourite pint glass because of Chaz. I went to the kitchen to pour myself a pint, and when I came back into the living room, my fiance had stuck on some Brooke comb. She screamed, it's Chaz, and Chaz being my favourite Blossoms member / podcaster, I quickly turned, went to place my pint glass on the sideboard and missed by a good 11 centimetres.
Wow.
Jesus. Precise that. Devastatingly, my pint glass fell and smashed into approximately a million pieces. Safe to say I'm gutted, but I still love you guys.
Do you gut?
Hi, mate.
So, first of all, I guess we'll just fuck off and leave Chaz alone with him.
James Moyle. That's nice.
I mean, has anyone got like a favourite glass they always go to?
Yes.
Not particularly a
have
glass. You got,
like, I have a favourite like mug that I drink my tea
mug.
From.
I've got a mug and
the
a glass.
Snow White.
That Snow White here, and then there's a little China one at home.
I've got a unicorn pint pot at home.
I've just got pint glasses that I've robbed from pubs.
Yeah, same.
Just like Guinness one. I like my Guinness one. I like the Beemeretti one. I got that from a co-op actually, that. Yeah, pint glasses. I just have fucking beer pint glasses, me. Water, drink, leave. Do you know what I mean?
Water, drink, leave. There's the title.
That's another great hold there. Are you on the mic?
Do you know who's got loads of mad glasses?
Your granddad.
Steen.
Has he?
Steen's a bit of a kleptomaniac when it comes to glasses.
Nicking him.
Yeah.
Love that. I have one from Paris once.
We'll ring him next week and ask him what his favourite one is.
But I
know which one it is.
It's funny, like,
what is it?
It's a Duvel glass he got from the Woodstock years ago.
I love the
it's just beautiful, isn't it?
I love like favourites of stuff. Like, do you know, like I've got a favourite hob. On the cooker, do you know, it's like the go-to hob.
Yeah.
I use the ones at the back.
Yeah, so you've got like a hob for each. So if you're doing pasta, you'll always go to that hob.
No, it depends what size dish I'm cooking.
I see, you don't have a favourite. I've got like a hob, I just always use that hob.
Yeah,
it's like my go-to.
Mine's a bottom practical right. element. Mine's too hot if
Joe,
I cook.
Bottom tomorrow. Right.
But yeah,
bottom right.
Mine's top right.
Top right, really?
That's my least used one because it's the smallest ring.
Excuse you see me. On mine, that's the medium sized ring on mine. But then I've got the
barrel there. Jesus.
Well, today actually marks the 20th episode of the
Does
podcast.
It actually?
So that's how 6 months off then, do you fancy
no,
it?
No, I don't wait.
Fucking hell.
Go on, Miles.
Keep it interesting. That'll do.
Read that out.
Oh, I need a new phone as well. What's your
none of you's fucking.
What's your pin?
None of you's do your research.
No, I think you'll find.
It's flicking through the email, isn't it?
Right, okay. Hi, lads. Love the podcast, buzzing for Wyth and Shaw and the new album. Thank you, Jack. So,
what's his name?
His name is Jack Hurstall. So, you was talking about Fantasy League a few podcasts ago. My set of mates do it every year and tend to have a daft team name each.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So, this is hilarious that Miles is talking about.
The past few seasons. And some have opted to use a few of your songs mixed with players. I was wondering if you had any more that you could come up with. If not, might just give you a laugh. So,
fuck yeah.
Charlemagne, Luke Shaw / Charlemagne. Go on, Shawry,
I like,
lad.
I like that.
Go on, Shawry.
Charlemagne.
Old L.O.B., Lewis O'Brien. Yes. O2NYC.
Ah, oh, nice. Nice.
Yep. Kalu Like You.
That's great.
Solomon Kalu. Cool Like You. Go on, son. The Sulking Poet, Gus Poet.
Gus Poyer.
Poyer.
That's good.
Poyer. That's really
the
good.
Sulking
that's
Poyer.
The Sulking Poet. Poyer. That's good, that.
You can see his head now.
Who's he? Where's
Gus Poyet used to manage Chelsea.
Did he?
He played for him as well in the 90s.
Where's he now?
That's a good question. Where is he?
Okay.
Where is the Sulking Poet?
Where is the Sulking Poet? And last one, if you think this is Roll Life.
I would have said that if you think this Rail. Is Declan Rice.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Tom, who's Roll?
If you think
Roll.
This is Declan Rice.
Raul. Who the fuck's Raul?
Raul. He's like a really famous Portuguese.
I mean, he's just like Rihanna, one name, isn't he? What do you know what I mean? Like,
who's that? Raul.
Spanish.
He was Spanish.
Spanish,
yeah.
One of you.
And that's it from Jack in Huddersfield.
Chaz is ticking now, and he's trying to think.
I like the... we were saying this the other day at City, weren't we? I'm gutted there's not like a City song with like one of our songs. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Do you know, like there was a flag ages ago, weren't there?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what was the City flag again? You you remembered it like...
Just a Dream That Never Dies.
It's good.
Thank you.
It's a good flag, that one, isn't
never
it?
I think dies. The players, that.
If you think this is Declan Rice, it's
the real
great.
Thing, you know, You To Me Are Everything.
Yeah.
That's the best one I've heard of recent times. You To Me Are Everything, my Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, oh baby.
You would say that, wouldn't you?
It's good, that.
Balotelli's was a good one.
What was that one?
Balotelli. He's a striker, he's good at darts. Do you remember when he threw darts, didn't he, apparently, at people?
He's still...
Allergy to grass when he plays
in
havoc class.
In Italy, isn't he?
Is he actually?
Yeah. Is he like a firecracker off in the dressing room?
Yeah, because he has it. Yeah. He hangs out, yeah. Start giving out money in Moss Side and he's like, hangs out, yeah. Moss Side wallet.
So are they never going
to
do like
a... To-do list after De Bruyne.
To-do list after De Bruyne. Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
Fucking hell, there will be a to-do list after De Bruyne goes as well.
Foden to NYC.
Well done.
Nice.
Last one now.
You always say that, you.
It's my catchphrase, isn't it? What's Chaz's catchphrase? Have you heard one?
Ethereal nostalgic sonnets. What do I say regularly?
Yeah. Have you all had a catchphrase?
That sound is ace.
That sound is ace.
That sound
you got
is
it.
Ace.
Do what you want, mate. Do you want, mate.
That's fast.
Do what you want, mate.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, you need that.
Yeah. Hi, lads.
Who is it?
Matthew Furness.
Hot. Fucking.
You go there, yeah. Fucking hot in here, isn't it?
Why is he wearing a coat?
Fucking. When on one of the episodes you tasked us with being the set list.
Picking, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's a typo. I knew that this was my time to shine, as I'm a massive setlist nerd who just so happens to be a massive Blossoms fan. Anyway, here's my ideal Blossom setlist with some of my favourites and some of the regulars as well. One, Ode to NYC with the Writers' Theme intro.
Wow, so opening with
niche.
Ode to NYC.
Two, Honey Sweet. Three, Oh No, I Think I'm In Love. Four, I Can't Stand It. Five, Blow Rose. Six, Born Wild. How long will this last? Getaway Roosevelt intro. Swimming Brain, Winter's Kiss, Pure Pop, Between the Eyes, Cinerama Holidays, Care For, Bits Like Ribbon Around the Bomb. At most, a kiss, Your Girlfriend, Favourite Room, Angels Edition, with Your Gorgeous and Half the World Away.
Angels Edition.
Visions, Then We Go Off, Encore, Reason Why, To Do List with Finlay, Charlemagne, Duh.
Know Your Girlfriend?
Yeah.
Sorry, you went through the list like fucking
right. My nose is like about to pop, so. Doing
Pure
this,
pop. What's he saying?
Doing this also got me curious. What's the process of choosing a set list for each night / tour like, especially with the amount of new segues each tour and having an ever growing discography of great songs? It must get harder to pick which song to play and when. Anyway, I couldn't believe my luck when I got tickets for Club Academy. Might be my favourite ever Blossoms gig I've been to, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you at Wimshaw Park. Me and my mate Anthony will be skipping a day at Leeds Festival just for it.
Nice.
Number
nice.
One
yeah.
Vision supremacist, and there goes the
cut away from Tom.
That's the mic.
Well done. That was hard, that, for you, that, wasn't it?
Thank you.
You got through
that,
it.
That was difficult, that. Well done.
Oh, so bless him. He's missing a day at.
Who's on the Sunday at Leeds? Do you know?
I don't know.
Don't know yet, do we?
It's not as good as Wimshaw Park, though, is it?
It's a nice email, that.
It's a really nice. It's a proper nice email. I think. It is hard, isn't it, picking set lists?
Yeah, we're just discussing this, weren't we?
We've got a few ideas, haven't we, going forth, which...
We're not sure whether to keep it the same this tour, are we?
It's not going to be the same.
Every As in night. Keep each.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant it's like the last gigs we played.
You're doing this today, aren't you?
Literal.
Yeah, you've been very literal today.
No, it's hard to pick the set list with such a discography.
And also, like you say, like when we want to put so much into it, like the segues and making new segues and doing that, it's hard to then... Do you know what the hardest bit is? Trying to get segues that these will go... Like, we did it, I think the last tour, on average, it's like a block of three segues and then, like, move them three about to this three. Do you know what I mean?
That's bring out, you know, like, the spinner wheels. Yeah. Bring out a spinner wheel, put every song we've got on and just spin it. And what it lands on, we play that as
I'd
a last
to,
tune.
Honestly, I'd love to do something like that on the tour. I think it'd be hilarious. Like, fan interaction like that.
And what
do
we play
on
next?
Tour. Like, spin the wheel, get someone out on the card, spin the wheel. I think
shit, it's Wretched Feet!
Fuck the fuck is shit.
Just drums like that. That's probably weird, that, wasn't it?
I'd love to do something like that. I think it'd be...
Hey, Tombola.
I just think it'd be dead fun.
Raffle.
Or just like you have to pick you have a wheel, then everyone gets a ticket when they come in and you do the tombola and go ticket 67 and like
read
someone's
the song.
Like I'm 67
like
what song do you want?
Kiss.
Charlemagne.
a gender reveal, we've got loads of balloons, we shoot
tombola
them,
like... Oh, yeah like that, yeah.
The colour.
Yeah. Tombola's just Tom's head, the barrel, innit?
Well done. That's good, though. That's good.
He put the ticket in.
Steampunk.
It's so steampunk.
We're literally just doing, like, when we've got, like, when we have, like, a meeting about, like, what we're going to do. This is the sort of shit we talk about, innit?
But, like, we with a bit more, like, scowling, like that.
A bit more serious.
Yeah, a bit more, like, yeah, Tombola.
Tom's Games. Well, yeah, no, it is.
Tom's Games.
Tom's Games.
I just fucked up that.
We should start the next tour, bring this over from the stage. And it's like, okay, we'll see you next time, you guys. And then play the outro, and then it goes, and the drum kit comes up. Like, see how they're all saying it's fucking mint.
Jesus.
Right then. So,
see you later.
Send your questions in.
Send your
emails in too.
HQ.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.